This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G7 summit at Kananaskis in Canada this evening. Earlier, Mr. Modi reached Calgary this morning. He received a warm welcome at the airport upon his arrival. The Prime Minister will be participating in G7 discussions on the future of energy security, technology, infrastructure and investment to ensure access and affordability in a changing world. On the sidelines of the summit, the Prime Minister will exchange views with leaders of G7 countries and hold several bilateral meetings, including with the Canadian Prime Minister, Mark Carney. He will also exchange views with other invited outreach countries and heads of the international organizations on crucial global issues.
This is Prime Minister Modi's first visit to Canada in a decade. During his last visit in 2015, bilateral ties were elevated to the level of strategic partnership. India-Canada ties are underpinned by strong people-to-people connect, growing trade and investment ties, strong presence of Indian students, and tremendous potential for cooperation in the fields of science, technology, and innovation. Bilateral trade in goods in 2024 stood at $8.6 billion, much below potential. Canada hosts one of the largest Indian diasporas abroad, accounting for nearly 4.5% of its population. This includes nearly 1.8 million Canadians of Indian origin and 1 million non-resident Indians. Suparna Saikia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Amid rising tensions in West Asia, G7 leaders issued a unified statement addressing the situation between Israel and Iran. They have reiterated their commitment to peace and stability in the Middle East, affirming Israel's right to defend itself and underlining their continued support for the country's security. Emphasizing the importance of protecting civilians amid ongoing regional tensions, the grouping also identified Iran as the principal source of instability and terror in the region. The leaders reiterated that Iran must never be allowed to acquire a nuclear weapon. Iran and Israel are exchanging strikes for the fifth day, with civilians in flashpoint areas facing waves of attacks. Explosions were heard in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem as the Israeli military said Iran had launched a new wave of missiles. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has claimed its missile strikes in Israel hit a military intelligence center and a Mossad operations planning center. Israel's military said it conducted several extensive strikes on military targets in western Iran. Israel's military claimed that it had eliminated Ali Shadmani, Iran's wartime chief of staff, and a close aide to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in an overnight strike. U.S. President Donald Trump said that he is looking for something better than a ceasefire between Iran and Israel. Mr. Trump added that he wants a real end to the conflict. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has ordered the deployment of additional defensive capabilities to the Middle East. Indian students in Tehran have been moved out of the city for reasons of safety through arrangements made by the Indian embassy in Iran. The External Affairs Ministry also advised other residents who are self-sufficient in terms of transport to move out of the city. Some Indians have been facilitated to leave Iran through the border with Armenia. The embassy is in continuous touch with the community with a view to extending all feasible assistance. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan today chaired a high-level review meeting for security preparations for the upcoming Amarnath Yatra. The meeting held at police headquarters in Srinagar was attended by J&K Chief Secretary and DGP, senior officials of the Indian Army, as well as intelligence agency representatives and others. The meeting was to finalize an action plan on security and preparations for the Amarnath Yatra. During the meeting, the senior officials highlighted the need for meticulous planning and execution of security measures to address any potential threats and challenges. Authorities said full coordination among agencies is being ensured for robust security planning for the pilgrimage. In the ICC Women's ODI batting rankings, India's Smriti Mandhana has regained the number one position for the first time since November 2019. The 28-year-old rose to the top with 727 rating points, overtaking South Africa's Laura Woolworth, who dropped to joint second with England's Nat Sever Brunt. And that is the end of this news bulletin.